honestly, most people, when they find out that I believe in the existence of demons, well, they very quickly come to the conclusion that I must be some religious nutter. Really. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Okay, let me ask you today, are demons and devils real in this day and age, or not? I mean, most of us wouldn't even give them a second thought during a normal day at the office. And yet, if you read any of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, they are replete with accounts of demons. Luke chapter 4, verses 33 to 35. In the synagogue, there was a man who had an evil spirit from the devil inside him. The man shouted loudly, "Jesus of Nazareth, what do you want with us? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, God's Holy One." But Jesus warned the evil spirit to stop. He said, "Be quiet, come out of the man." The evil spirit threw the man on the ground in front of everyone. Then the evil spirit left the man and didn't hurt him. See, Jesus clearly believed in the existence of the devil and his demons. That's why he came, to bring sight to the blind, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to set the captives free. In this world, you will encounter the forces of evil. You just will. You can see it in the lives of people. You can see it in the economic systems of oppression. You can see it in bad and selfish governments. The devil's fingerprints are all over those things. So why would we think that Jesus isn't still in the business of defeating the devil and his demons? All you and I need in order to overcome the devil is a simple, childlike faith in Jesus, in the victory that he's already won for us. That's God's word, fresh for you today. The word of God has the power to set you free. That's why it's so incredibly important for you to be in God's word every day. And that's why you can receive this devotional in your inbox each and every day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the Fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.